KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The after Christmas portion of the high school basketball season will resume tonight, and we'll have a Hawkeye 10 Conference boys basketball matchup for you here on the air this evening as Atlantic visits Kemper Catholic in Carroll. We'll have that game for you live tonight. The Knights currently are tied for the conference lead with a 3-0 record. They're 4-1 overall, while Atlantic sits 0-4 in the conference. They're 1-4 overall in the season. We're on the air at 7:30 tonight. You can listen to the game at AM 1220 and FM 101.1, and you can also hear it live on the web at KJAN.com or on your smartphones if you've downloaded the free KJAN app. We'll bring you live video coverage of the game as well tonight with KJAN TV. Just visit the TV page at KJAN.com and click on the play button, and you'll be able to watch the game live from the comfort of your home. On women's college hoops last night, a late rally by the Iowa Hawkeye women came up short as they lost at Indiana, 86-84 in their Big Ten opener. The Hawkeyes trailed by as many as 12 points in the second half. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says lack of rebounding was a major factor.
But we are not crashing well, we're not boxing well, and those second opportunities are really hurting us. But Indiana's depth hurt us. They had more fouls to give. We got into foul trouble. Obviously, two starters fouled out in this game, two more with four fouls. So tough scenario for us. But, you know, I'm disappointed in the defensive effort of our basketball team.
The Hawkeyes returned to action Sunday, hosting defending Big Ten champion Penn State. Samantha Logic led the Hawkeyes with 25 points last night as they fall to 12-3 on the season. Indiana is a perfect 14-0 with that victory. Well, the Iowa State women pulled away in the second half to post a 71-49 win at TCU in their Big 12 conference opener. The Cyclones connected on 15 three-pointers, and they out-rebounded TCU 56-35 in that contest.
Basketball is a funny game, and our kids played really hard defensively. And when you're plus 31 on the boards against anyone, let alone a Big 12 team with that athleticism and size, it says you're working hard, and then you know, we get 45 points at the three-point line, and they get six.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. Nicole Blaskowski led the Cyclones with 24 points.
Winning a Big 12 game is great. Winning a Big 12 road game is extra great. We certainly remember how we felt when we left here last year. So very proud of our team. Excited to get the Big 12 off the way we did.
12-0 now on the season for the Cyclones with that victory. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 1 Arizona easy over Washington State, 60-25. It was number 4 Wisconsin beating Northwestern, 76-49. Number 8 Wichita State, a winner over Southern Illinois, 82-67. 10th rated Oregon beat Utah in overtime, 70-68. Number 20 Colorado downing Oregon State, 64-58. And number 24 Gonzaga beat St. Mary's of California, 73-51. In the NBA last night, it was Cleveland over Orlando in overtime, 87-81. Golden State beat Miami, 123-114. Chicago over Boston, 94-82. Brooklyn beat Oklahoma City, 95-93. New York topping San Antonio, 105-101. Memphis beat Phoenix, 99-91. Utah over Milwaukee, 96-87. Portland outscored Charlotte, 134-104. And Philadelphia topping Sacramento, 113-104. In the National Hockey League last night, in overtime, Carolina beat Washington 4-3. Also an OT game saw the New York Islanders top Chicago 3-2. Boston needed overtime to win 3-2 over Nashville. Ottawa beat Winnipeg 4-3. Minnesota over Buffalo 4-1. St. Louis beat Los Angeles 5-0. Montreal over Dallas 6-4. It was Columbus topping Phoenix 2-0. Colorado beat Philadelphia 2-1. And San Jose downing Edmonton by a score of 5-1. Well, Trevor Knight and the 11th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners have closed their season off by knocking off two-time defending champion in the Sugar Bowl. Knight completed 32 of 44 passes for 348 yards and four touchdowns. So, game of his life as the Sooners knocked off number 3 Alabama, 45-31. Oklahoma scored the last 17 points of the first half to take a 31-17 lead into the locker room. Knight put the Sooners ahead to stay with a 43-yard TD pass to Jalen Saunders with 2:59 left in the half, less than 2 minutes before Sterling Shepard scored on a 13-yard run. The Crimson Tide had the ball with a chance to tie in the final minute until Grissom returned an A.J. McCarron fumble 8 yards for the game-clinching touchdown. McCarron passed for 387 yards and two touchdowns, but was intercepted twice as Alabama ends the season on a two-game losing streak. Well, hardly anyone expected anything out of the Hawkeyes this season, but Iowa came through for longtime coach Kirk Ferentz, bouncing back from a 4-8 season with 8 wins and a 5-3 mark in the Big Ten, along with a New Year's Day bowl bid. The Hawkeyes closed the season on a 21-14 loss to LSU in the Outback Bowl, but that shouldn't put too much of a damper on what they accomplished. Iowa made major strides in 2013 and could be in position to challenge for a Big Ten title in 2014 as they finished 8-5 this season. In the NFL, Chiefs linebacker Tom Bahaly remains out of practice with swelling in his left knee, leaving his status for this weekend's playoff game in Indianapolis in question. Right tackle Eric Fisher also missed the final workout at the Chiefs practice facility Thursday before the team leaves for Saturday's game. He strained his groin earlier in the week. Chiefs coach Andy Reid won't rule Holly out of the game and says it's just a matter of the swelling coming down. He also says it's been up and it's been down and they want to make sure they get it out of there. Holly is tied with Justin Houston for the team lead with 11 sacks. Houston will be returning to the lineup Saturday after missing 6 games with a dislocated right elbow. Also around the NFL, Jay Cutler will continue to take snaps for the Chicago Bears. The team has signed Cutler to a 7-year contract, ending speculation that the team would seek another starting quarterback. Terms were not disclosed, but the deal for the 30-year-old Cutler is reportedly worth nearly $18 million per year over the first 3 years and includes at least $50 million guaranteed. The Bears also signed cornerback Tim Jennings and guard Matt Slauson to 4-year deals. The Houston Texans have announced the hiring of Bill O'Brien as head coach. He takes over a team that won just 2 games this season. O'Brien spent the last 2 seasons rebuilding Penn State in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky mess. Prior to that, he was an offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have confirmed that they've finalized terms of a 5-year contract with new head coach Lovie Smith. The former Bucs assistant was 81-63 in 9 seasons with Chicago, earning 3 playoff berths and leading the 2006 team to the Super Bowl. Smith replaces Greg Schiano, who was fired Monday after a 4-12 finish. Colts linebacker Robert Mathis has been named winner of the inaugural Deacon Jones Award in the NFL. That honor will go to the league's sacks champion after every season. Mathis set a franchise single-season record with 19.5 sacks, giving him a half sack more than Robert Quinn of St. Louis. Kevin Gilbride has retired as offensive coordinator for the New York Giants, saying he wants to devote more time to his family. The 62-year-old Gilbride is a veteran of 39 years in coaching, the last 10 with the Giants. The league has given the Green Bay Packers, Indianapolis Colts, and Cincinnati Bengals one more day to sell their remaining playoff tickets and avoid local television blackouts. The Packers had roughly 3,000 tickets left for the wild card game Sunday against San Francisco. Fewer than 3,500 tickets remained for Saturday's wild card game between the Colts and Kansas City. And the Bengals also had tickets left for their game Sunday afternoon against San Diego. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.